Hey, you guys, welcome to the Life Reels podcast. I know we owe you an explanation, but before we start, Life Reels is back.
Life Reels, Life Reels, Life Reels, Life Reels.
Yeah, it's Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Bold conversations, authentic invitation, truth, head, quarter, culture, so proper, unveiling life's essence, authentic and bold.
We love that jingle.
Absolutely.
It sounds so good. And we are back with a bang. Man, it took us a minute to be here.
Yeah, guys.
It took us some time. Took us, I don't know what happened. Life just happened in between.
It wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional. Our hearts were in the right place. We honestly had intended to take a 1 week break.
Yeah.
Just after our anniversary, 1 week, and then see if we would come back.
Yeah.
But there was Rema Feast. For those of you who are familiar with that,
yeah,
maybe you could tell us what Rema Feast is.
Yeah, so this happened end of August, and we were heavily involved in the planning, in the organization, and the days leading to that and days even after that were quite something.
Intense.
Yeah, quite intense.
Yeah. Full day meetings.
Full day meetings, early mornings, late nights. So we kept saying we're getting back to the studio. We're going back to the studio.
Yeah.
But we're not able to get back to the studio. And then one thing led to the other.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to our church anniversary in September, which is a
very big deal. Very involving.
Yeah, very involving. And again, kept saying we are coming back again. We need to come back before the year ends.
Then the holiday season started. Our kids closed school and they wanted to go on vacation, go to grandma's.
Yeah.
And suddenly we found ourselves in a place where we were like, what do we do?
2 months became 3 months. 3 months became four months.
And then also, you know, we also have full-time jobs.
Mm.
Especially being a content creator.
You were doing like 2, 3, 4 videos in a week.
Towards the end of the year, it's usually very intense for me. So you can imagine I'm working with 3, 4 brands that I have to produce, that I have to do all that. And also for you, we also lead a church. We are parents to 3 boys, so life can be, and those are not excuses, but we're just telling you what happened. And other things maybe that we'll disclose as we go on, but we are here. And the thing is,
we're here.
We show up. We said we are not giving up on this dream. This is a passion project for us. Yeah, your babe.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are not familiar, this is going to be like a season 2. However, we'll just continue with the episodes. I am Julie Karaoke. We are a couple. Be married now almost 11 years.
11th year.
I love the number 11.
Yeah.
Bless his 3 boys, doing things around faith, things around just us upgrading ourselves, things around us bettering ourselves, becoming the best versions that God created us to be. And we have this podcast that we do as a passion project. Like, it's just our gift to the world.
Yeah, and we love doing it despite the break, despite the time we took off.
We just
felt we needed to continue.
We'll continue.
And thank you to those of you who we met in different places. And you kept reminding us and telling us we're waiting. We're waiting for you, you know, which is a good thing.
I love it.
When you do something and no one is saying anything, Kunashida, you know, but when you meet people who keep telling you, you know, we're waiting, thank you for the first 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes that really blessed us or inspired us. So we are waiting for the next one. So we are here. And to people like you, thank you for giving us the much needed fuel to jump back on this.
Yes.
So what did you learn during the break? You know, it was 6 months.
Yeah.
Any key takeaway from 2024?
I think just one thing that comes to mind right now is if you have a podcast or anything major, don't take breaks. Because you'll just find yourself in this place where you want to come back, but something happens. I think when you have the momentum going, just keep going.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a break, have things that were short before. Yeah, I think that's the one thing I've learned.
Yeah.
Because we just found ourselves in a place where we didn't even know what to do anymore because life was just happening really fast. So that's the one thing I would say, like, don't take pics.
Yeah, and mad respect to people who do this.
Who are extremely consistent. Consistent. We absolutely we salute respect you.
Respect like, what you do. We respect OGs. Your... sometimes we'd sit down and wonder, where do people get content from?
I know.
You know, like, how do people have 3 recordings in a week?
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Inspiring. On the edge, you know? And I think after the first 6 episodes, I was feeling like, I think we've shared everything we need to share. You know, it's a wrap.
Yeah. We'll,
you know? See you 10 years from today. Yeah, but one of my lessons during mm-hmm. that time was mm-hmm. Anytime you step away, which is in line to what you said,
yes,
you step
yes.
away to yeah. something that had momentum, restarting it is much harder.
It takes a while.
It's yeah. much harder.
And we were sure we were going to start in January, but we traveled, remember?
Yeah.
We traveled all over the country.
Yeah.
And guys, it's just...
And you see... One of the things we also want to put out through this podcast is we called it Life Reels for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, of course, there's the reels from Instagram,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
But there's the real, it's a real part of life,
yes.
R-E-A-L.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to step into this space and talk about the real stuff that happens in life. You know,
yeah.
And what we didn't know is that we'll be living our own prophecy. You know, that life happens, children, family, friends, loss.
Oh yeah, we had a loss.
We had a loss in December. Yeah.
And then also, there's a cost implication also to doing such things. You know, when you're a content creator like myself, you know, the shooting, the distribution and everything to it. So there's also sometimes challenges when it comes to that end. But however, we do our best and we keep showing up.
And I must say for mm-hmm. it's harder for you because as a woman, you stress out about how do I look? How do my nails look?
Yeah.
How am I on point? You know, yeah. I can step into a studio and... Just really? I'm okay.
No, bro. Like, you know, our hair.
For you, you have to think through,
you know, yeah,
face beat and well, my clothes. Did I have the same ones in the last episode?
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, me, I don't care. Me, I'll wear this t-shirt over and over again.
Yeah.
But it's different for you, which I'm coming to appreciate.
Of a perfection or perfectionism, do you think it's a killer of dreams?
Sometimes it can slow you down.
It will slow you down.
Yeah. But it also tells you the amount of work that goes into getting some of these things out.
Yeah. And then now for us who are overthinkers,
mm-hmm.
and I know a lot of women are, but mm-hmm. speaking just for myself, an overthinker, someone who's a serious melancholic, someone who's a perfectionist of sorts, we really do struggle with that. And sometimes you just want to come, shoot as you are, but you know you have to think around, is the audience going to accept this? Are they going to learn from this? Are they going to benefit from this?
And then also, when you start thinking about how you want to position your content and where you want it to go,
yeah.
you just can't show up
yeah.
anyhowly.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
People are watching from different parts of the country.
Mm.
People are listening from different parts of the world. We've had people who've written to you from different countries.
You know what, actually, babe? I've realized one thing. If there's anything that we've produced between us, our podcast is the one that has the biggest reach and also the biggest reach, and it also appeals to the people who are not in our circle. So when I say our circles, it's people in the church faith circle, people in my followers, in my platforms. It's people who are outside of that. Like, we would be somewhere in an airport and someone from South Africa recognizes us and says, I've seen something. Do I know you guys from something? Oh, yeah, you guys have a podcast. And it's one of those things that they've opened something for us. And it's quite exciting.
It is. And so it means how you show up then matters.
It matters,
because
guys.
You have to realize that. Could it be that what you're building, creating, working on, your business, your hobby, your dream,
mm-hmm.
is not just for a local audience?
Wow.
You know, maybe it's for a global audience.
Yeah.
And is it okay to have that kind of thinking from the start?
Yeah.
So that it also informs how you show up.
Yes.
You know, so I think this was part of our our hesitation to come back because we kept wondering, do we continue speaking Swahili and Sheng in our podcast or do we change and start talking as though we're talking to a global audience? Are we shooting over the bar when we start thinking about a global audience this soon? You know, but I think it also ties back to what we have been feeling about 2025, about an upgraded life, an upgraded perspective, an upgraded, you know, how you show up, you know,
mindset.
And we'll come to that. I don't know if we are done with 2024. Was there any other thing that was key in 2024? I think for me, it was that once you break momentum, coming back is quite hard.
It's usually very hard.
You know?
Yeah.
I think if you get, if you become consistent in something, just continue just being
even,
in
even
it.
Even guys who would go to gym and, you know, people who are changing their lives. Once you break the momentum, you don't go to gym for a month or two. That's it. It
takes time to get back.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
So I think when you just have a grasp of something, just show up even if it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's someone who said, there's a book I read, this guy said that doing less than that which you hoped for than doing nothing at all is better.
You're so wise, my love. Yeah.
So if you decide, I'm going to walk for 10 kilometers every day and for 5 days a week.
Well.
All right?
Yeah.
If you did two
consistently
is better than getting overwhelmed with 10 kilometers and not doing anything at all.
Yes.
So sometimes it's okay to push yourself towards a direction of your goal, even if it's not the ultimate of what you wanted to see. So
So our theme for 2025, like we've just alluded to, is an upgraded life. So someone might think an upgraded life, is that limited to resources? Is that just your decision? Because you've had time to really think about this. You've had time to pray about this.
Yeah.
What's an upgraded life to you?
So there are many things to an upgraded life, and I know we're hitting March, and people made resolutions in January, but we'll just talk about what we feel is driving us in 2025, and by an upgraded life, what we're looking at is you can decide to settle for less.
Mediocre.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can. It's, you can actually make a decision and say, I'm settling for this and I'm okay.
Yeah.
Or you can make up your mind and say, is there more to life than what I'm experiencing?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a more quality? Is there more quality living, quality output, quality thought pattern, quality friendships, quality relationships, quality food? All right.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that? And if it exists, then can I at least start, you know,
pursuing
that,
tweaking my life to
you know. So so that's the line that my wife Julie and I are talking about this year, and trying to see how can we upgrade ourselves.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And we've closed 10 years of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not closed, but we've closed a chapter literally
between
year 1 to year 10.
Yeah.
This is the first year of the second decade, and we're really thinking about how do we enhance our output, enhance our relationships, enhance our decision making, enhance what we do, you know, just quality life, quality living.
Yes.
You know, so that speaks heavily into what we want to do this year.
I absolutely love it. I have a few questions that we'll just discuss. Just in the same direction. Sorry for the silence. If you could get a sneak peek at your future, what's the first thing you'd want to check?
I'd want to see how our kids are or how they're turning out.
Wow. And that now helps us to think, what can we do now?
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, maybe we speak maybe 20 years from now. So what can we do now to make sure that our kids turn out that in the best, you know, in the best way possible? So those are the things now we are talking about, an upgraded life. So is it, so for me, some of the things I've decided to do is, you know, being very present, getting down and dirty with them, being very intentional about their mind space. What are they feeling in their heart? What are they struggling with? What's making them sad? What's making them happy? Really being inside their two minds as our children. So as a parent, what's some of the things you've upgraded or you are upgrading?
I think being intentional, presence.
Yeah.
Because that time runs by so fast. And I think just spending time with the kids is an important part of my life right now. Because I've seen how things are moving. You can get busy.
Yeah.
You can get lost in... and you know, this is the other thing that I feel we don't talk about a lot. We are somehow well-versed with hardship.
Hmm.
We're familiar with hardship.
Hmm.
Many of us are familiar with hardship.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not properly trained or properly or well-versed with increase.
What?
Abundance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does that, yeah.
So everyone wants to be, give me someone who we admire and everyone wants to be like them.
This guy for the one who's taken by Ferrari and Itoje.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
All right. We all want to be Lewis it's Hamilton.
Cool, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all want to be celebrated by the world.
Yeah.
You
even
know,
even nice things.
That's what we see. You know,
yeah.
We see it from Mercedes to Ferrari, and you know, they are welcoming him.
Yeah.
But what? How many things does Lewis have to say no to on a daily basis?
A lot.
Yeah. How many contracts does he have to say no to?
Yeah.
How many places, endorsements does he have to say no to?
Mm.
So I'm coming to realize that sometimes we can become very good with hardship, little, when there's little. And then when abundance comes, we don't know how to handle it. So it means your calendar is getting more full. It means you're being pulled in every direction.
Yeah.
It means everyone is realizing, oh my God, Julie is a sought-after speaker. So what happens is people are inviting you to their events, programs, launches. What does it do? Pulls you away from family, pulls you away from your children, pulls you away from this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you get into a space where you're like, how do I say no?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
How do I still remain polite or remain grounded?
Yeah.
If my Saturdays, all my Saturdays are booked and taken for the next 4, 5, 6 months.
Ooh.
And I have 3 children, boys, that are at home on Saturdays.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we seem to be okay and our minds understand hardship. But when abundance, attention,
opportunities,
access. Relationships, access, you're being called to write a book, speak here, do this, start this business.
Mm.
I think that space is where, to me, as Pete, I'm like, maybe a bit more classes are needed there.
Yeah.
A bit more exposure is needed there.
Yeah.
Because you asked about family.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to upgrade your life as as a parent?
Yeah.
I think being more intentional in where and what I say yes to right now.
Yeah. That's so deep, babe. Yeah. Like, we obviously in a place where we can't say yes to everything.
Yeah.
There was a season we could, but right now...
Yeah. There's a place you get to sometimes. You're like, why am I not being called?
Yeah.
Why am I not receiving emails?
Yeah.
Why is no one getting to my DM?
Yeah.
Why is, you know, there's a time for that. But what if the seasons change? And now you have 100 messages to respond to, 100 emails to respond to.
Yeah, and they're all good.
They're all good. Nothing is bad.
But you can't be everywhere.
You can't be everywhere. Oof. Time and energy limited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only things that you don't get back.
Mm-hmm.
What is that one upgrade you've made in your life that has changed everything?
So I have decided and made up my mind, as far as we are concerned, that we are working together.
So let's give guys a backstory. For the longest time in our marriage, we knew we were not compatible when it came to work.
Yeah.
We knew we were good as romantic partners.
It was mostly me who thought that.
It was mostly you, yes, and you need to repent for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, Pete was sure that we could not work together because of just our different personalities. I'm very emotional driven. I am very, like, you know, we'd be in the same office doing meetings and I'd be like, why didn't you look at me? You didn't look at me nicely. And, you know, Pete is like, we are working, why are we looking at each other, you know? And we were always just having that fight, and you just came to the conclusion that there's no way we'd work together because, I mean, you have these emotional needs that I never seem to get, you know, to get. And I believed him. So we never worked together for so long. And then now around year 10, I don't know what happened. What happened? Was there like a light bulb moment? Like, by the time we were launching this podcast, like, what happened there?
I think taking time to appreciate the other person's strength,
yes,
and what they bring. Because to be honest, for me, what I kept thinking about was what maybe you're not bringing.
Oh,
as opposed to what you're bringing on the table.
So not bringing is what? Not
you see bringing. Now, in such spaces,
I think you want everyone to be
very,
like you.
I'm very
goal-oriented.
Yeah. And then in the middle of my goal-orientedness,
here's your wife who's
your wife
about.
Is trying to, is winking at you in a boardroom and you're wondering.
But you're my person.
I'm like, can we work for a minute?
You know? But you're my person.
Exactly.
Eh? So like, I want you to offer me coffee.
All those worlds are intertwined.
Extremely. You to cannot me, separate. Those are
we're at work.
So marriage lives at home?
Let's meet at home for this. All right? And for a long time, I kept feeling like, it can't work.
This one will make me lose contracts. This wife of mine.
This one will make me lose focus. You know? So that's what happened initially. Then I realized at some point when I started giving in and yielding to the gift that you are.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Go
then
deeper.
Then I noticed.
What was that? Like, is it?
I've missed out.
Just a different perspective this person brings.
Different perspective, different view, trusted view, and then it's not different.
Bad.
To spoil things.
Yeah.
It's different.
To even enhance.
To help and enhance.
So, for example, when we found ourselves leading a church by God's grace, that also was a dynamic in itself because now I come in as this very emotional, loving, I want us to commemorate people's birthdays, I want, you know, but you're after, you know, financial goals, structure, is the place looking good, is the place, how is the sound, how is the, you know. So in that dynamic, Julie comes in and now offers the social aspect, like, you know, we need to love on guys. We need to remember people's birthdays. We need to reach out. Someone's kid is sick. We need to, you know. So is that, am I explaining it well?
Yes. Yes. That's one part of it. And I think it's that. It's leaning into each other's strengths.
Yeah.
All right. And the strength you're leaning into doesn't necessarily look like the strength. Doesn't look like it's a strength to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So like even what you've said about church, you know, it's that. I mean, I'm vision focused, structure focused, you know, hardware part.
Mm-hmm.
But now you bring the soft side.
Mm.
You bring the humanity.
Mm.
You humanize the process.
Mm. Mm.
You humanize my pursuit. You humanize, you know, the experiences, you know. At one point, I remember we talked about something and I said, go ahead and do it. And the results and the outcome and then the feedback I'm getting, I'm like, okay, you know, there's something here, all right? And so So I had to yield to accept the strength that comes,
yeah.
and sometimes doesn't come the way I think it needs to come.
Yeah. So for couples, this is an amazing tip, and if you can embrace it just from the onset, your person brings in so much value. They could be very different from you. At some point, you might think they are such jokers; they never take anything seriously. But in there, they have something that they bring that will help you in whatever thing you're doing, parenting, work, anything that you're doing jointly. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to witness.
And it's just even going back to even what you do professionally.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
Anytime I tell you to share something.
Yeah.
Like share this. Mm. You have a lot more influence.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of buying, in terms of conversion, and it's a strength we are leaning into,
okay.
you know, collectively, yeah. Yeah. because you've built yourself, you've built yeah. enough track record
yeah.
in a certain space, a digital space with people, with friends, you know, that if I needed help in that area, then you're the person I need to lean into.
Yeah.
And I'm learning right now to be a bit more vocal to say, by the way, on that thing, my wife will do it and will do it very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we lean on it onto each other in whatever aspect. So now you're fully convinced that we can work together.
Yeah.
We are working together.
So you said, what decision have I made this year that is leading to an upgraded life? I have decided to follow Jesus, number one. Number two, I'm working with my wife. Yeah. So what will you see from us this year? A lot more collaborative work, partnership as a couple.
Mm.
So we've decided we're doing things together. Okay, and this doesn't need to be with everyone who's listening, but I'm just appealing to couples who you're married, you want to try out something together, try it out, you know.
Yeah.
We'll build businesses together.
Amen.
We will travel,
yes,
speak together,
yeah.
be in rooms together.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see in 2025 for us. And that, I believe, for me is my upgraded version or decision.
I really love that. And we are parenting together. Do you know the number of people who are single in their marriage? People who are single parenting in their marriages.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. And I think in the Nairobi, Kenya context, it's actually amplified. A lot of women who come and talk to me, they are single mothers in their marriages. And it's the saddest thing. People are actually more lonely than they were when they were single.
Mm.
And it's just because of this thing of maybe the husband deciding my body's outside make me maybe more happy, or my life outside of this context makes me more fulfilled. Should bring the fulfillment there.
Bring it there.
Bring it there in that
bring
marriage.
It there.
Bring it there in that parenting. Have you ever seen those guys who their kids fail their exams or something happens and they're blaming the other spouse?
Mm.
You know, it's because of you. He broke his leg. It's because of you. He didn't pass that exam.
Yeah.
Where were you? You know? And that's where the partnership does not only work, you know, in the context of business or projects like this one, but also at home. Are you working together? You know, I've seen that. So one of the decisions I made that has really upgraded my life is we decided to walk in unity, my husband and I, and we talked about this in one of our episodes, the ones we were talking about the transformation on. I think it was either two or three. The one we talked about us just deciding we were not going to wait for calamity for us to make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We will not wait until, God forbid, one of our sons is in maybe some sort of addiction for us to decide, oh my God, we're going to be good parents.
Mm-hmm.
We will take that step from this moment on together, because is that what you bring and is what I bring? There's the way we look at them when we are together and we are like, how can we combat this? How can we help this boy? How can we, you know, help this person navigate this?
Yeah.
So this is one of my pleas to us as guys dating or guys in a serious relationship or people already married, work together in every angle.
Yeah.
Let loneliness not creep in into your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Let not you being a single parent in a marriage setup. Yes, you could be traveling the world, but you're still very involved with your children. You could be, you know, speaking everywhere, but discipline matters, you are involved. Anything that they are going through, you are involved.
Mm.
And I think that will be just one of the things that could really...
Yeah, and I think in the spirit of an upgraded life, I think as you make decisions to become Forbes top 40, 30 under 30, mm-hmm. 100 most influential people in Nairobi, Kenya, whatever that is in terms of success, can happen at the same time with you succeeding at home.
Hmm.
All right.
So it's possible to win in all areas.
It's possible to win in all areas.
And maybe you can be a good lover, good parent.
This is the upgraded life
we are
looking for. All right. Because we've met people who are talking big out here.
Yeah. But
and you think everything is covered, but it's not. And then you realize, oh, okay, come on, the wisdom is not transferable to other areas. So you have to become very intentional. And I think it's possible where you make up your mind. For example, if I don't know what your dream car is, what's your dream car, Boo?
I want that G-Wagon.
G-Wagon, all right?
Cream interior.
Cream interior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So if you get a G-Wagon today,
mm.
And you own it,
mm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you'll probably have researched who is the best person to handle G-Wagons,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
You'll probably figure out where do you find the most top quality fuel, most likely,
sure. Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will probably look at where can I get my car serviced, genuine parts, because it's something you value.
Yeah.
So hardly will you take a G-Wagon to a dingy place to fuel it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You won't take it. You won't decide, okay, today, let me just drive to where? Some
place.
And anything that looks like a petrol station,
let's fuel.
I'm going to stop and fuel my G-Wagon. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
No, you're not.
If you can't do that for a G-Wagon, then why are we doing it for our lives?
Yeah.
Where? You want to fuel anywhere?
Yeah.
All right? Take any kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Be with any kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Watch anything.
Watch anything. Eat anything.
Woo!
All right?
Babe.
Woo! So if your life is more important than a G-Wagon, which it is,
yes.
Then it'll start... The quality thing, the how do I put this? English is failing me.
Just saying, say that, interpret.
The value you've attached to the thing
uh-huh.
will dictate what you put into it.
Yes.
All right? Yes. If you've attached no value, for example, if I attach no value to our marriage, it'll determine how much I'll spend time with you.
Yeah, yeah. What you're investing in us, whatever.
If I attach nothing to our children, I'll be like, this is the least of my priorities.
Yeah. You'll take them to any school.
And everything else externally will be of more priority. But the moment you start to attach value, the thing starts going up in value. And you start giving it the treatment it deserves.
So that's where maybe in a parenting situation is where you now think about the quality of education.
Yeah.
The
quality. Time.
Time. What are they consuming?
Time. What kind of time are you having with them?
Yeah.
But if you decide this is of no value, it shall speak. And it won't just speak. We will hear it from you.
Ah.
Because in a meeting, in a place where you're hanging out, it'll come out.
Yeah.
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 So this is the upgraded thing we are talking about.
We're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's so good. So in your faith journey, what's the one thing that you feel you've upgraded this year and how has it helped you?
2025, I can say prayer.
Hey, bro, you're praying, eh?
Yeah.
And you were praying before, but...
Yeah, you shift gears.
How is that beneficial?
You shift gears. It's communion for me. It's fellowship. It builds me up, you know, because I don't want to look like I am happening externally and I am losing myself internally.
And how many people are doing that?
Yeah, so...
Like people are out here shining.
Yeah, so would rather honorably keep quiet.
Yeah.
Spend time where we need to spend time.
God
honorably.
To work on us,
God to build us up. and do the things we need to do, the disciplines we need to get into,
yeah,
without too much shouting, without too much whatever, and build ourselves internally. So that's been the focus for this year for me.
What's the one thing you've done with your past self or your current self that your future self will never believe? What's the one thing you've done that your past self would never believe? You're finding yourself somewhere and your past self would be like, how did you do that? Mia, can I share my thoughts? Mm-hmm. Becoming a pastor's wife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected it. What?
Surprise, surprise.
Mama Kanisa, as you call it here in Kenya.
Yeah.
Even I'm sure my younger self is always like, what happened?
Yeah.
But do I love it? Absolutely.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you, for you, what is that one thing that...
I think for me, it's many things. I grew up as a very conservative kid. Yeah. And conservative, I mean, I had very little...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't push the boundaries too much.
No.
Yeah.
You knew what you wanted. It was a straight line.
It was a straight line for me. Yeah. So I think a lot of the things I've gotten into right now are quite...
They are shocking.
Mm. Yeah, the things I'm doing.
For sure.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure your past self is very proud of you.
Yeah.
So, guys, as we now head towards concluding this amazing conversation, and I'm really enjoying it, and I hope you are there wherever you're listening or watching us from, not only did you take that, when you call it a break, it wasn't really like a physical break.
Yeah.
It was just a break from the podcast.
Yeah.
But it was also something we were doing very actively behind the scenes. Mm. And like my husband has alluded to, we never wanted to show up as guys who are completely okay, like guys who don't need any more work. We invest in knowledge, guys. We invest in learning, we invest in parenting, we invest in our marriage. We are very deliberate about that. We even attended a marriage conference last year. We are very, very intentional about what we are learning and not also what we are pouring out into people. And as a result of that, we have been working on an amazing program, if I could call it. Program, resources, things that will involve also a masterclasses on various issues around life, around transitions, around the first steps in anything. And this will be a lot of experience-based teachings, experience-based learnings from ourselves, and guys will invite. Yeah, I think you can proceed there.
Yeah, we are passionate about helping people, resourcing people. And like my wife has said, we're starting something and we've been working on it. So our absence and break has not just been to idle, but to really think, what else can we offer? What else can we bring that's of value? So we are working on this program, masterclass. And so if you're watching us and you desire a strong start in whichever field you're in, just put a comment down below and say strong start. We'll also be sharing a link if you want more information about what... And remember, this is not Pete doing it alone or Julie doing it alone. This is the first time we're combining both of our strengths and both of our experiences and both of our influences, mm-hmm, combining it for the first time produce something, all right? And you guys will love it. I promise you. You will love it. So there's a link that will be on the comment section. Click on it. Register. Say, count me in. I wanna take this journey with you guys. Comment and say, strong start. God has given us the opportunity to have pioneered or started many things, gone through many things. We've shared our story of grief, and I want to thank the people who stop us in different spaces and tell us, thank you for sharing your story. There are two gentlemen I met in a place I'd gone to speak, and they just came to me on the side and said, thank you for sharing a man's perspective on grief.
Wow.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so I want to tell you also, I know as much as this video is on probably my wife's page, it's not just content for
women,
only.
Yeah.
The men who are here, I'm here for you. All right. We will talk, do this journey together. If you're a lady and you have a fiance, you're married, share this with them. And so we've come together in partnership with my wife to start something that will be amazing for you. So sign up, comment and say strong start, whether it's marriage, dating, business, ministry, children, all right? Whichever place you want a strong start in, because we feel and believe that the first steps to something new are usually very critical.
Yeah.
And we want to help you take that first step strongly and give you a strong start, all right? So we'll be having the first launch of this in the month of March, right?
Yes. Yes,
no. Towards the end of March. But we don't want to give too much information. We want you to register. We want you to sign up. If you have been a keen follower of what you've been doing, my wife and I, this is the first time we're coming together to lock arms. Is it lock arms? Lock arms, lock hearts, lock minds.
Brains.
And produce something that we believe and know will change your life.
Absolutely. And as people who've craved guidance in our various transitional seasons, we believe this will be such a great resource for anybody. So you're starting out parenting, ministry, you're starting out, you know, on a massive life-changing season like myself. Actually, today I'm celebrating 1 year since my weight loss journey. And as someone who's lost close to 50 kilos, thank you, boo, in a year, there are lessons in there.
Yep.
There are lessons in there. And these are the things we want to pour into people. Not for you to duplicate what you've done, but just to give you stepping stones, really, in this journey so that you get to know, okay, if I was to take this journey, what would be the things to look out for? How would that change our marriage? How would that affect our lives? How would that upgrade our lives? Because we've said in the Life Reels podcast, we're about upgrading our lives, especially in this year of 2025. So the link will be down in the description box. I cannot wait to see all the signups, and we'll share more information as we go on. But guess what, guys? Life Reels is back, bigger and better, and you cannot wait to continue having these wonderful conversations. Yeah.
Well, I'm so ready for 2025, you know. And I know the movement that will be built out of this, not because Julie and Pete are the ones doing it, but because people are catching on to something, is where we're putting our minds on, you know. So hop on, let's build a community, let's start this journey together, let's look into 2025. Life Reels is back, we'll share more content, you'll see a lot of behind the scenes in many things that we're doing. We will do an in-person physical podcast session at some point, release a lot more content and written, all right? So these are some of the things we'll be packaging and putting together as we begin what will be starting in the month of March. So please do yourselves the honor, favor of signing up, all right? Space is not limited. Sign up, and then we'll get in touch with you and share with you the next steps. So this has been an amazing comeback.
Thank you. I love the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this year. We have to keep pushing, keep pressing.
Yes, we do.
Keep becoming, and trust God for an upgraded life.
And I trust God for an upgraded life for you there watching us. So till next time, guys, this has been Life Reels with Pete and Julie. Till next time.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Life Reels. Life Reels. Life Reels.
It's Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Bold conversations, authentic invitation. Truth, help, quarter, culture so proper. Unveiling life's essence, authentic and bold.